Welcome to the Quality Christian Living Podcast. I am your host, David Friend. We're in a series dealing with God's purpose for our life, or living with purpose. And today's podcast is entitled, Purpose Brings God's Promises. We're going to discover where the Bible explains how our purpose brings God's promises. And to understand the significance of knowing our purpose in life, we will examine the relationship of purpose and promise, how they go together, and also talk about how purpose is the birth of God's promises in our life. I have thoroughly enjoyed preparing for this podcast because I believe God has something very special intended for it. But before we get into it, we need to pray and ask for His guidance and leading. Heavenly Father, I come to You in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that You would bless this podcast, that You would anoint it, and I invite the Holy Spirit now to come in and take complete control. I surrender all my thoughts, my preparation to You, and I pray that You would bless it and bring forth what You intend to come forth in this podcast. For those who are listening in, I pray a blessing over them to receive what they're looking for. And Lord, for those who have purpose, I pray that it would continue to be so vital in their life. And for those who are seeking it and wondering exactly what their purpose is, I pray You would reveal that to them, Father, as we get into Your Word, as we get into this teaching, and I pray Your name would be lifted up and glorified throughout it. I thank You for what's about to take place, and I'll give You praise for it now. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. This podcast will be filled with scriptures on this topic because I don't know a better way to talk about something than to get into the Word of God and see what it has to say about our topic. Here's one of the best scriptures that I've found that reveals their answer to purpose bringing promise. It's found in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. Now, I'm reading out of the New Living Translation, and what's interesting is this particular scripture is used for so many other different things and issues in life, but I think it applies so much to understand that purpose brings God's promises. So listen to these words, Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, New Living Translation. And we know that God causes everything to work together. All right, well, right there we can see that God's talking about everything works together. Well, His purpose brings His promises, that works together, for the good of those who love God, so therefore there's a blessing, there's a promise, and are called according to His purpose for them. So this scripture basically kind of lays the foundation for what we're going to talk about today, and that is that things work together for good, and that's God's blessing, and that's His purpose for us, and also that purpose comes forth when we're called according to His purpose for our lives. And so God wants us to understand in His Word that He's got a plan for blessing. He's got a plan for His promises in our life. But if we've got to learn how to operate in our purpose in order to truly fulfill and bring forth His promises. Here's another scripture I think that kind of proves what we're talking about today. It's found in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9 in the New Living Translation. Listen to this. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Now, let's analyze that just a little bit. We got to understand that this helps us understand why purpose brings God's promises. Here's how it does. We've got to, first of all, be strong, not in ourselves, but in the Lord. We got to be courageous, not in ourselves, but in the Lord. We cannot be afraid, not in ourselves, but because God removes all fear. Love casts out fear, the Word of God tells us. It says, and don't be discouraged. So it's so important to get that down, because a lot of people today that I've talked to, they get discouraged when they wonder what their purpose is, or they wonder if they're doing what God wants them to do, and they're thinking to themselves, no, am I on the right track? Is that why my life is filled with confusion? Why are things happening this way, or why are things happening that way? God's Word is warning us in Joshua chapter 1 verse 9, where it's telling us that be strong in Him and be courageous and don't be afraid and don't have fear in our life and don't get discouraged. So please, those of you who are listening in and you're still looking for your purpose in life, or the purpose that is in your life you don't think is being fulfilled because of circumstances or things that are happening in your life, don't get discouraged. Don't be afraid. Be courageous and be strong, because God is with you wherever you go. He's with you regardless of what you've gone through, regardless of your circumstances, regardless of a bankruptcy, regardless of a divorce, regardless of financial failure, regardless of challenges at work and jobs and things of this nature and setbacks in our life and our our finances and all these things. God is with us. And the devil's out there wanting to discourage us. The devil's the one that wants to go ahead and cause us to have fear in our life and be discouraged and be weak and be faint of heart and all those types of things. And that takes away from the opportunity we have to fulfill the purpose that God has in our life. And when we fulfill the purpose that God has in our life, He will bring forth His promises. So I'm telling you, that scripture, I've never looked at it in that vein before, but it really does apply to helping us to stay on track and stay focused and wait on God to fulfill that purpose and bring it forth in our lives. And then He's going to bring in the promises that follow up with that. That's His promise. That's His word. Let me give you another scripture I think that helps define what we're talking about in this particular podcast. We find it in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 13 in the New Living Translation. It says here, "For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what He pleases." So you say to yourself, well, how come I don't know my purpose? Or how come my purpose isn't being fulfilled? Well, remember, the word of God goes out through the Apostle Paul when he wrote it in Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what He pleases. So therefore, what God pleases is for us to operate in our purpose, and what God pleases is to bring promises into our life. He would have never put up those 7,000 to 8,000 promises we read in the Word of God. Depending on which translation you listen to or read, it varies by hundreds of promises, but nonetheless, there are so many promises that God has given to followers of Jesus Christ, and He wants those to be manifested in our life, but we've got to operate in our purpose. Now, we can get blessed and not be in our purpose, but it's important to understand that if we want the fulfillment of what God promises for us, we need to learn how to live in our purpose for our life. Never give up on seeking our purpose. Never, never, never. Here's still another great passage of scripture that I think helps prove the point that we're making. It's found in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 5. "Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because He has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." Now, here's another wonderful example of how God is trying to help us understand that purpose brings God's promises. We can't get discouraged. We can't focus ourselves on money and things that distract us from God. Money is fine. It can be used for good. Money is not evil. Money is the root of all kinds of evil, meaning it be used improperly or misused in one way or another. But bottom line, God's word is telling us to be careful and be free from the love of money, because, you know, you'll love money more than you love God. I've seen people do that. I've seen people turn away from God when they had financial blessings and they just decided that money was their goal and money was their purpose and making more and having more than the next guy, and it destroyed their relationship with the Lord. And we just cannot have that happen in our life. Let me tell you what else the scripture has to tell us. First, that it's telling us not to covet the things that other people have, because if we covet what other people have, we'll lose our purpose. You know, a lot of times people will say, well, I wish I had that, or I wish I was able to do that, or I wish I could sing better, or I wish I could, whatever it might be. And when we say that, we're basically robbing ourselves of what God wants us to have, of the purpose that He has for us in our life. Maybe God doesn't want you to be a soloist on stage. Maybe God doesn't want you to live in a $50 million mansion someplace. Maybe He knows that that would be destructive to you. So it's important we understand that we cannot covet what other people have and think, well, how come I don't have that? How come he got a new car and I didn't get a new car? Or if we have the new car and the neighbor doesn't, we need to be careful not to gloat about that and be proud of that, because the Bible tells us that pride cometh before a fall. So if we're prideful in the things that we have, the possessions that we have, that's also going to rob us of our purpose. And it's just crucial that we accept and understand that we're to keep our lives free from the love of anything other than God. Put Him first. Always God has to be first. And second, the scripture tells us that God will provide and sustain us and bless us. God will provide for us. If you don't have the finances that you need right now, then get a plan in place based upon God's word. Put Him first in your finances. Give of your finances to Him. Whatever you have, you say, well, I can't give 10% of my money right now, or I can't give $1,000 right now. You know, it really doesn't matter that you can't do it right now. What it is that your heart says, I want to be generous and I want to put God first in my finances and not my finances first over God. And if you do that and you give from what you have, and you might put $5 in an offering 1 week, and you know that's the best that you can do that week, and God looks at that and he sees that and he will bless that. And so it's important to understand that. And that $5 might change the whole way you look at your finances. It might change the way you spend your money. It might change the way you structure your finances. So remember that scripture, even though it's about finances, it applies so deeply into understanding that God's purpose for us will bring the promises of God. So if our purposes are right with our finances, then God will bring the promises to us. So very quickly, I want to review those 2 points that came out in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. First, it's telling us not to covet the things that other people have that'll rob us of our purpose. And 2, God will provide and sustain us and bless us regardless of where we are financially today. He will bring us out of that. All right, here's a great scripture that defines purpose. Found in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10 in the King James Version. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Now, if that doesn't tell you what purpose is, I don't think anything in the Bible will is any better than that. There's some obviously equal to that, but the bottom line of it is we are God's workmanship. He is so pleased in what he made. He created us in his own image that we could share in his goodness and his blessings and his righteousness. And he created us in Christ Jesus for good works. Now those good works can be our purpose, which God prepared beforehand. God knew ahead of time what we were going to face and what we were going to go through and what our purpose in life would be. He knew us before we were born. And so we've got to understand that God loves us. He created us. He wants us to have good things. He wants us to be blessed. And he knew beforehand that we should walk in these good things, and that he knew beforehand that we should walk in our purpose. And when we do walk in our purpose, remember, it will bring forth God's promises. Let me give you a couple more scriptures that I'm really kind of on a roll here on scriptures in this podcast now, but you certainly can't go wrong by doing that. God created us on purpose with a purpose. That's what that scripture tells me. Here's another one. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31 in the New International Version. Whether therefore we eat or drink or whatever we do, do all to the glory of God. Well, that's self-explanatory. Whatever our purpose is, whatever it's got to be, we do it all for the glory of God, not for our own benefit. If we do it for God's glory and for benefiting the kingdom of God, then these things we'll be blessed by these things. We'll be blessed by the things that God has planned for us. James chapter 4, verse 6 in the New International Version. But he gives us more grace. That is why the scripture says, he opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. If we want to walk on our purpose and receive God's promises, we've got to be humble. We've got to be faithful to God. We've got to understand it's God's grace that we're saved. It's not by our faith. It's by God's grace. And God tells us that he wants to give us more grace and more blessing and more mercy in our life. And he opposes those, though, who are prideful. And he wants us to understand that he shows favor. That means he brings forth a promise to the humble, those who are humble in submitting to God's purpose for their life. All right, Proverbs 29 and 20, verse 25, the NIV. Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. Once again, if we have fear of our circumstances, our surroundings, of people, of the work that we're in or the work that we're not in, if we have fear in our life, it's going to rob us of knowing our purpose and it's going to rob us of receiving God's promises. But whoever trusts in the Lord, regardless of whether you know your purpose or you don't, or whether you're operating your purpose or not, we've got to learn to trust in the Lord. It says God will then keep that person safe. You see, this shows us purpose brings God's promises. I hope you receive that. I hope you caught that. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 16 and verse number 7 in the King James Version. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Wow, that's another great example of God wanting to bless us and the promises of God to come forth upon us. You see, when we please God and not man, then God will be pleased, and therefore he will bring his blessings and his promises upon us. You see, he makes even those who are upset with us, even our enemies, he will make them to be at peace with us. I have an example of that. When I was in business for years, I was a real estate developer, custom home builder, office builder, those types of things. And during that period of time, you have conflicts. I mean, things pop up. You don't know. Not everybody I dealt with were wonderful, solid Christians who loved the Lord and were easy to work with. Some were very difficult, very challenging. And even some who were Christians were very difficult and challenging. But I would, every once in a while, not very often, but every once in a while, I would have someone who would try to come up against me and say, I don't like the way you did this, or I don't like the way you did that, and I'm going to sue you. And I would just simply pray with my wife and say, honey, let's just pray about this. This guy's all upset about something. We're building what I think is as well-built home as you can possibly build, and I'm giving him so many things extra and making it so nice for him because I know the man very well, but he's just upset. So why don't we just pray for God's favor? So we would pray together and say, Lord, I know right now in my life I'm doing your will because I'm involved in the church. We're giving of our finance to the Lord first. We're sharing our faith with other people. We're putting in a lot of time and effort at the church. I'm not saying we're doing all the work so that God will bless us. I'm just saying those are things that we do because we felt led that was part of our purpose in life. And I knew that we were on the right track in our business. And so we were just fine. But I knew that this man was upset. I don't know what about, but he knew he was upset. So he wanted to sue us. So my wife and I prayed. We said, Lord, just give us favor. And I brought this scripture. I said, when a man's ways please the Lord, your word says, you make even your enemies to be at peace with us. So Father, I pray that this man would be at peace and this thing would settle down and be calm and be over with. And so then I would go to meet him. And I would go to meet this person. I showed up at his office and I didn't realize, but he had two attorneys there and he was there and he was all angry and they were all ready to go after me. And I just showed up by myself. And his attorney said, well, who's representing you? And I said, well, I guess the Holy Spirit is. I guess God is, because we prayed about it. We know we're doing what's right. And I'm just here to settle this thing and get it done quickly. And so I just want to know, what do you want? And let's just get this thing settled. And as we're sitting there, the man that wanted to sue me, between his attorneys, he all of a sudden he put his head up and he looked at me and said, I can't do this. Because you see, God made my enemy to be at peace with me. He told his attorneys, no, I'm not doing this. We're calling this off. And he canceled the whole situation. And I think about that situation, and that happened two or three times in the years I was in business, where people wanted to file lawsuits, wanted to do things that really were not in order. And I would correct them anyways. I'd do what people wanted within reason and take care of things for people and stood behind what we were doing. And God blessed that, because it's so important to understand. I knew that I was operating in my purpose for my life at that time, that God had me there for such a time as that was to do what I was supposed to do, because I was very involved in our church. I didn't want anything in my business would affect negatively on my church. And so God then turned around and made our enemies at peace with us. And to God be the glory. He kept me in my purpose and he brought forth his promises. Now, we need to know how to pray about our purpose. Now, I've talked so much about purpose, but some people are saying, yeah, that's great. But how do we find our purpose? How do we get that? Well, let me give you some scriptures I think that'll help you to understand how to find your purpose. In Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5, in the New Living Translation, listen to this. It shows us the right path. Puts us on the right path to know how to find our purpose. O Lord, point out the road for me to follow. Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long, I put my hope in you. You see, if you want to know your purpose, want to understand your purpose in life, that scripture should be, probably you should write that on a little 3x5 card or something, or put it into your phone somewhere, make a note someplace that you can see that and keep that in front of you when you're trying to seek your purpose in life or stay in tune with your purpose. That scripture is telling us that, God, would you please point out the road? Would you give me the directions I'm supposed to take and the way that I will follow them? And I want you to lead me by your truth. Well, what's his truth? It's his word. God is truth. If anybody out there is looking for truth, you'll never find it until you get into the Word of God, because the only truth that's in this world is the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God. And that's the truth. And so therefore, we've got to get into the truth to understand our purpose in life. And it also says in the scripture to teach me, for you are the God who saves me all day long. Listen to that. I put my hope in you. We've got to learn to put our hope in God in order to understand we're operating in his purpose. Okay, here's another scripture I think that'll help us all to understand about our purpose. Psalm 16, verse 11, once again, the New Living Translation. You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever. Now, that just simply means walking with God. That means that he'll show you the way to go through his word, through prayer, through hearing sermons at the church, by being around other Christian people, to being around successful Christian people who talk to you about how they've been blessed and how things have happened in their life, gain from that and learn from that, and see how being in the presence of God brings pleasure to our life, and that we can have that pleasure not only here on earth, but we'll have it for eternity. So I hope those two scriptures will help. There'll be many more that we'll cover. See, as we go through this series on purpose, there's so many topics to cover, so many areas that we need to discuss that we're not going to get it all done in just the first couple of podcasts and say, well, we're done with this. We'll be going over and over and looking where God's word tells us how to understand our purpose in life and understand exactly how we can now then receive the promises of God. We must pray not our will, but your will, God, just like Jesus did. We must pray and then listen to the still quiet voice of the Holy Spirit to speak to us and reveal to us God's plan. We need to understand that because, I can remember once when I was looking for things in business was going a certain way. We were building homes and we had a big project that we were trying to put together and it kind of fell through and things were still fine in business, but this big project was one I really wanted to do, but it fell through. So my wife and I went away for a few days and we got alone with the Lord. And I said, Lord, while we're here, I need you to speak to me and help me to know where I go from here. And it was by doing that, by reading a little book about the life of an evangelist, and I won't get into that because I've talked about it so much in my other podcasts. When I read that book at the end of it, I knew that God was changing my plan for life, that God had a purpose and a plan for us to go into full-time ministry. I told the wife that night during dinner, I said, I believe the Lord spoke to me that we're supposed to close out our business, sell off everything that we have, and go into full-time ministry. And when we did that, God just honestly opened up the windows of heaven and poured out blessings for us that today we're still being blessed by it. And that event happened approximately 25 years ago. And now since then, we've built a wonderful church. God's blessed it. We go to that church. We now have merged with another church, but I'm still heavily involved in our church. And it's just been an amazing blessing, but it came about by getting alone with the Lord. You see, today our lives are busy and filled with many, many, many distractions. The Bible tells us that those who wait on the Lord shall receive their strength. So we need to learn how to wait on the Lord and trust God to fulfill our life with His purpose and then wait for His promises to come into our life. Now, I've met with many members of our congregation who get so frustrated and worry because they're trying to find their purpose. That's something very common, and it's kind of sad, but in reality, it's very common. It's because we allow ourselves to get distracted by the things in life, and that takes us away from God being able to talk to us and speak to us through His Spirit. We need to never give up on finding God's purpose for us. We need to look at the scriptures and look at the ones that I've given you. There's a whole bunch in here. Go back through and listen to this podcast again and take notes of the scriptures that I've given you and read those and let them speak to you because they will help reveal God's plan and purpose for you so the promises of God will be open and available to you. God's word defines purpose as God's plan, not our plan for our life, but God's plan. I want God's plan, and I know you do too. My plan will have limits, but God's plan is without limits. God's plan is limitless. There's nothing that's impossible for God. There's nothing that God cannot do. Knowing God's purpose for our life and doing His will requires the Lord to bring His promises. Yeah, I said requires. Let me repeat that. Knowing God's purpose for our life and doing His will requires the Lord to bring His promises. That's what His word says. What did it say in Matthew 6:33, one of my all-time favorite scriptures? I think it's in the King James Version. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these things shall be added unto you. God's purpose for us is to serve Him. Our utmost purpose is to put God first in our life, to serve Him and operate in His will. And we can do that if we focus on God, if we focus on His word, and we have focus upon waiting on the Lord to help us and renew our strength. God blesses us because He loves us. God has a purpose for us because He knows what is best for us. Boy, think about that one. Sometimes we're doing something else and we're thinking, oh, I know this is best. I know this is the best thing for me to do. But in reality, God knows what's best for us. When we operate in our purpose, it brings peace, and peace is a promise from our God. Let me close in prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray now that you would bless those who are listening in. We are just now getting into the meat, really the deep stuff of this whole series on God's promises and God's purpose for our life. And so, Father, I pray, Lord, that you would bless those who are listening in today, that they would come back and listen to the following podcasts. They'll come. I'm not sure how many we'll do, but Lord, I want your will and guidance in how many podcasts we do on this series on purpose. But Father, I pray you would bless those who know their purpose and it would be fulfilled. And for those, Father, who are not aware of their purpose, that they would seek you and seek for truth and gain understanding, Father, as they do that. Thank you, Lord, once again for being with us. And Father, if there be anyone here who they're not sure of their relationship with the Lord, they're not sure where they're going to spend eternity or not, I want to give them an opportunity as we close this podcast. Heavenly Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus that those who are listening in, if they don't know you, that they would just simply turn their heart to you and they would ask God to forgive them. Say, Heavenly Father, I'm sorry for the sins I've committed. Please forgive me my sins. I've fallen short of your glory. I believe Jesus died for me and he was resurrected and gave his life that I might have life. So on this day, I repent of my sins and I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, that's a lot of prayer in closing, but I just felt led of the Holy Spirit to put that in there because I don't want to miss an opportunity for people to be sure they're right with God. Well, I hope this has been a blessing to you. I've certainly enjoyed doing this podcast today because anytime we talk about God's purpose and his promises, I believe we're going to be blessed. So with that, I'm going to let you know what I'm doing in the next podcast entitled Purpose is for All Ages. What we're going to talk about is the Bible shows us how God will use our purpose in life, regardless of our age, that both young and the old have purpose, and we must never feel we lose our purpose as we get older. God gives us purpose for our entire life. We're going to cover those topics, and I believe it'll be a blessing to you. I don't care if you're 12 years old or if you're 90 years old. I believe that God has a plan for our life, and God has a purpose for our life, and that purpose carries out through the entire time that we live here on earth. I just believe in that, and I know that God's going to bless it. So thank you once again for listening in. Thank you for being a part of Quality Christian Living. If you'd like to know more about Quality Christian Living, you can go to my webpage at davidcfriendauthor.com. And when you get there, on the front page there, you'll see a link to my podcast. It will show you at least 304 podcast, that's the one we just completed today, dealing with various topics on finances, on spiritual gifts, on walking in the Spirit, what it means to see miracles in your life, how to live by faith, and on, just a plethora of topics. I think they'll be a blessing. That's why we call it Quality Christian Living, to live not just a Christian life just to get by, but a quality life that God intended for each and every one of us. So I hope that you will do that, and when you go through those podcasts, just let your friends and neighbors know about it. I know God has blessed it, and we have been so blessed to hear that our podcasts have now reached out to over 140 countries around the world. And that's hard for me to imagine that I do a podcast here and someone in Singapore. Matter of fact, last week we had a huge increase of followers in Singapore on this particular series we're dealing with. So I know that God is blessing it, and I would pray that you'd be blessed, and I hope that you'll receive something in these future podcasts. If you'd like to subscribe to my podcast, you can do that by going to cpnshows.com or wherever you listen to your podcast. So we're going to continue this series on purpose for a little while yet. I know the Lord has a number of topics he's given me, so I pray that God will touch it, anoint it, and bless it. So I want to close with these words and just bless you as we close out this particular podcast. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he be gracious to you and give you peace. May you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So until next time, may God richly bless you. May you find and operate in your purpose and receive the promises of God. Thank you once again for listening to Quality Christian Living. This has been podcast number 304. I'm your host, David Friend. Thank you once again for listening in.